Things to think about then when setting the strategy. First of all, identify the characteristics of the engagement. And that's things like what financial reporting frameworks used, are there any industry-specific things that they need to think about, such as charity rules or listed rules, the number and locations of the premises and branches and subs that they've got, the nature of the client, do we need any specialised knowledge, what is the currency, what's the effect of IT on our audit procedures. So they're the characteristics of the engagement we need to think about when doing strategy. We then need to go on and think about the reporting objectives and the timing of the audit. So preparing a timetable for interim and final, organising meetings with management, thinking about when we're going to communicate, give reports, and also when we're going to communicate with third parties. Then you need to think about the significant factors that will direct the team's efforts. So what significant factors could these be? Well, materiality, the risk of the area, the results of previous audits, evidence of management's commitment to internal controls, how many transactions there are, have there been any significant business developments or industry developments, that sort of thing. In the strategy as well, we need to think about the results of preliminary engagement activities and also ascertain the nature, timing and extent of resources needed to perform the engagement. So just selecting and assigning your engagement team and obviously thinking at the same time about budgets.